Like I said, I'm not putting the blame on anybody else, but that was just the thoughts that I had that was reoccurring. I was like, why is my life on a hill, so to speak? I thought I was supposed to be rising, like increasing, like what in the world is going on? And I was just frustrated, but this was beyond a point when I got back home, so let me back it up and reverse it. I was talking about the U-Haul, the events that happened on Monday. The lady had hit me, and she was saying that she was taking her son to school, and it was just odd, because she was like, you know, are you hit? Are you okay? She got all curious, and then she was like, oh no, my uncle is gonna, he's gonna kill me, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, it's okay. And I was like, she was like, we gotta call the police. And I was like, it's okay with me. Like, I stay safe with you, you know. And so, I later come out to find that they blamed me because I didn't have my license, and said that I was in a moving car and I was moving, even though the truck, the keys was in the ignition and it was idle. Like, we were sleeping, we was not in a position where we was zooming past, we was parked on the curve. They blamed U-Haul so they could fix their car. And I think this is still a current lawsuit, or battling suit, because the guy never got back to me, nor did he get back to, nor did I get back my stuff. I lost everything, birth certificates, down to dressers, pillows, clothes, you name it, everything I had, except for, I think it was like one bucket of clothes, in which this nice, really nice Muslim family that welcomed me in and my children, and let me take a shower. And not to say that as this Muslims are bad, I'm just saying that's what I later learned, because we kind of became friends and we tried to keep in touch. And I found it was odd of the place that I was at, because I was like, Muslims and Christians get along? I was always taught something else, you know, but I felt so bad to be friends with this lady. Like, she was friendly, and we was talking about the coincidences of being Christian and Muslim, and it was just like the conversation flowed. There was no negative energy, there was no hoopla, there was no nothing. I was fasting, she was fasting, because at the time, I was starving myself. It first started out as a fast, and it went on to eventually become where I didn't eat. And I kid y'all not, I have these written down. I do, however, believe that I have these journals with me, of where I would not eat for days, for a certain amount of days, and then I would be off and I would go back. And the purpose of this fast was to go to get my house. But I say all that to say, to circle back around, when this lady hit me, her and her quote-unquote uncle had gave me $200, and it had started from there. So what I had planned to tell probably in the previous episodes was they gave me money to go to a hotel. It wasn't based off of my effort, but I didn't do it because I kept feeling so strongly, because I would sit there and I would listen to Christian music and I would pray and I would ask God, like, God, am I hurting these people? You know, because the U-Haul wasn't mine. I knew it wasn't mine, and I knew it would cost. And I was like, God, I don't understand. Why am I here? I can't go to this place because I thought you had blocked it off for me. So
where am I to go, where I felt again trapped. And so the next place the occurrence, because I would drive around, literally I would not have a phone, you guys, at first. I didn't have a charger, and I called my mom. I had to call my mom after I had gave some money, I think it was before the accident, to get a charger, because she would call and check up on me. And I would try to click on church service, because I felt led to do that. And then I felt like I was being condemned for what I did, you know. And it was like, no pressure, you know. You know, all sins are forgiven, sort of thing. But I felt like the church judged me. And so, because when I came back, you know how that feeling when you walk into a room and it feels like all eyes are on you and everybody's talking about you, or everybody was talking about you? Like, for the first couple of weeks when I came back, I couldn't even worship because I felt so condemned, but I also felt judged because I could see that people was looking at me, and I knew the gospel was spreading. I knew, sorry about the background noise, y'all, but I knew that people were talking. It hurt me. It hurt me.
I'm recording. Okay, I'm recording.